when we first heard about it, it was like our priority. You will do Corona. This one's going to be doing this one. This one's gonna... Because the fact is, I told them, I says, we have 6 complexes that are all over. We have, and now I'm not talking about their personal homes. I'm talking about like McPherson Park, Lincoln, Popular, Central Grandma. Yep. Then we also have 2 nursing homes. But if you count Denmark, which is right there within a 5-mile radius, that's 3 nursing homes, a hospital, the Grace Center, an action shelter, the methadone clinic, day by day, senior care, senior center.
Right.
It's a lot in one community of 30,000. And then you have that little island, and it's easy. You know what I joked around and says, I'm going to stand at the bridge and start hand and sanitize it. I mean, we joke around, but seriously, we started this a long time ago because I was very concerned. I'm very lucky that my background was healthcare, so I understand, you know, what we need to do and how do we need to reach it. And first thing we did is, okay, so who do we need to target? What happens if there's a quarantine? Next thing you know is we have a networking going. Okay, open doors. So people, if you are going shopping and you're over shopping, you know what, send some things down to the open door. Because the fact is, these kids who, if there is, calm down people, if there's a quarantine and the school's shut down, we have children on a free lunch program. How do we get them the free lunch program? If McPherson Park, it's not happening, but if it does, how do we get them their Meals on Wheels? How do we access this? How do we do that? Open door stepped right up. Everyone has stepped up. Action, everything. And yeah. I'm going to let it continue, but I want to say that, you know what? We are ahead of the game. Because people that I was talking to yesterday and other mayors are going, what are you talking about? I said, they go, oh my God, I didn't even think of that. No, obviously it didn't.
That's very reassuring. That's very reassuring.
Yeah, it really is. I think, you know, the mayor about 3 years ago when I first started, one of my first meetings in the mayor's office was myself, the police chief, and the fire chief, and she said, hey, I want to be more prepared. If there's a snowstorm, you got to be able to quickly get in touch with all our partners. And the other two ducked, and I said, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we do. We have this every winter. We get together, and if there's a storm, what do? We have that. So we have it electronically. We're all set.
Yep.
You know, with all our counterparts, all our social agencies. Same thing in the summer if it's too hot. What do? But that's maybe 1, 2, 3 days. We're talking about a self-quarantine or a quarantine is 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's a big situation. You're talking about people who are not going to work, people who won't be able to go grocery shopping, people who, you know what, I didn't think I was going to get it. You know, I have Meals on Wheels. Aren't you delivering? You know, there's all these scenarios, and you know what? They're not thinking, but we will. And we have it all, boom, 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 what to do. And how do I protect my employees while we deliver? How do we protect all these things when there's lack of things? And right before anyone, and Karen says, Mayor, I'm going to be the director, and I'm going to be doing this, and I need some money. And I need to order these now before everyone else starts doing it, and we can't get them. I said, go for it, and the city council approved it right away. You know, you need to do it. We need to also, because we have all these complexes, I'm afraid that if it does happen, or when it happens, not if, when it happens, that we're going to be shortage of nurses, we're going to be short of this, I'd like to hire a part-time nurse. Absolutely. And that nurse will be for, you know, almost wanting to go to the senior complexes to make sure we have that handled so we can do the rest of it.
I'm glad you brought that up for a second, because just to touch on that nurse thing and going to the senior center, somebody, in particular my mother, has a doctor appointment scheduled, and she has a lot of health complications, and she's in her senior years. She's just afraid to go to the doctor because of that. So what do you tell people in that position that have these health complications and have to go to the doctor, and then have these, they won't go because of?
Well, first of all, most of the doctors all know about this, and if they don't, shame on them, but they do. And they do understand that, you know, a lot of them have seniors and where to space people and where to sit. And if there's a lot, and I tell people, if you're going to a doctor's office, it's the same thing as the flu. If you see there are 10 people there coughing, you know what? You need to say, I need a chair and I'm going to wait in the hallway. You have a right to demand things. Because the fact, don't worry, it's just a cell. You have the right to say, you know what? Just like you do in the flu. Because you know what the doctors told me? That because of the coronavirus, a lot of people are coming in and they are being diagnosed with the flu. And usually people don't. Oh, I have a cold. I have the sniffles. It's nothing. And right now there is a flu epidemic everywhere because people are now going to the doctors and being diagnosed properly and be able to do that. So if you're going to a doctor's office and it's overcrowded and you don't want to, you can say, my mother needs a seat. We're going to wait out here. Or how long are we going to wait? You know what? I'll wait in the car. Here's my cell phone. Can you call me my cell phone? I'll bring my mom up. You have that right. And they're all complying. They are all complying.
I was at Children's Hospital yesterday with my daughter, and I was surprised that there wasn't more signs about corona and people walking around with masks. And I asked several of the nurses and the doctor. I was surprised by that. And she said, first of all, they're screening everybody that has appointments prior to even coming in. If you've been out of the country, if you're sick, if you have flu-like symptoms, they don't even want you there. At Children's Hospital, they had police right on Longwood Ave. You couldn't even get into the driveway, the circular drop-off for the emergency room without passing seven police officers. I mean, it was that tight. And they said if somebody does have flu-like symptoms, they're not even brought in where the rest of the patients are. That's in a whole separate section. They said, because I went in not having a mask. I was concerned. I had my daughter have a scarf around her face. I had a scarf around my face. And they said, you're safer here than you are anywhere else.
But also, too, Felice, you have to understand. I can go in and say, no, I haven't left the country. No, I don't have these, anything. But I could have been next to someone that I don't know. And that's why we tell people, if you're going to go in an enlarged environment, always take precautions because I don't know if I'm a carrier. Just because I don't have the symptoms, you don't know. And that's the scary part. I'd rather have someone say I have the sniffles and I can watch myself than not knowing. Because you know what? A young, healthy person is most likely to be a carrier than a person who's frail. And so that's why we're doing, someone saying you're overreacting. Well, I'd rather be overactive and overreacting than not at all. Because it's very, it is. It's going to hit, we're 60% are elderly and frail in Gloucester, and we have a lot of concerns here. But it doesn't mean that you can't go to a restaurant. We're here, we're going to have breakfast. I'm going to go to lunch. Doesn't mean to confine yourself to your house because it's worse. It means is take precautions, which we should have taken anyways with the flu. But some people need to be reminded, or some people need to say, you know, like he said the question, my mother's nervous and she's sick and wants to go to the doctors. How do I do that? Yeah. Now at Essendon Gilbert Hospital is also screening. We are all screening. We're all doing these things. Exactly. And that's why they said, you know what? Because young, healthy people can be the carriers, that's why he did a state of emergency and everyone's doing telecommunications. Everyone's doing, you know, work from home if you can. Most of the large companies have already said to their employees, you know what, work at home. And that's what I said to people too, that if you're working at home, and some people say, well, I'm gonna be here for a month, I'm gonna be, what's gonna happen? What do I do? Well, we have a little place down at the corner of Main Street where across from CVS, what's that called? The work, he's gonna kill me. Work first from
under. Shared workspace?
Yes, shared workspace. Some people are asking to book that for a week just to get out of the house and to work in there because it's also. And I tell people, you know what? You can go to the library, it's safe. We have, you know, but are we stopping things at the library? Absolutely. Some of the things that are happening in the friend room that are going to be more than 50 people, we are not having. So I'm going to let Karen continue that so she can explain why we're putting these precautions and why that we need to. And we're not overreacting. We're just being proactive.
Right. Thank you. Right. And it is that fine line. And for example, with your mother, you know, it's important that people are getting the necessary medical care that they need, that they're getting meals, they're, you know, not socially isolating because that can affect health as well. But it's that fine line. Older adults, I have two older parents that I'm telling them, you know, ease up on the crowded stuff and you don't need to take a trip right now. Don't. Airports are crowded spaces where there's a lot of germs. It's about balancing that, and it's changing daily. We're coming out a little stronger today, so I can share with you sort of, we're going to have a call in about an hour with our business community, and we're going to be recommending strongly that they limit gatherings of 50 or more people, especially indoor gatherings. Outdoors is a different story. You know,
the indoor gatherings that you're talking about, does that include restaurants with capacities of 100 or more? Or certain, I mean, are you asking the restaurants to not have business?
We're recommending.
Is that because that's, you know, they see hundreds of people a day and night also.
Yeah.
And that's a gathering of 50 or more people as well.
Right. So there's two sides to that. We want to think about capacity of that space. If it's a big restaurant that has a capacity of 100 people, they should be thinking about half of that. You know, can they stage their reservations for a while? Can they reduce their bookings? Can they spread out their tables?
Well, that's not something that's being implemented at this time.
It's
going to.
We are strongly recommending that because There's a lot of economists too who have been talking, you probably heard them on the news, but if this thing goes widespread, the damage that it will do to your local economy is far worse than
taking
a two-week shutdown of a business or a hit financially. So we know it hurts, we know it's hard, but we feel like the alternative might even be worse. So
if they hear it, so this is what I'm trying to do. We have the community development, we have an economic director, he's going to be calling all the businesses, they're going to have a meeting today with the businesses. We had a conference call with Congressman Moulton saying, how do we supplement people? In Gloucester, I'd say about 60% of us are self-employed. You have your fishermen, you have your shoreside facilities, your small restaurants, your seasonal restaurants, what's going to happen? A main concern too was, is what's going to happen, is this going to continue, and how do I get my J-12s? You have a lot of resorts that depend on J-12s, meaning people coming in to do their work. Now, we may not have a lot here, but I tell people that I'm thinking about Cape Cod, P-Town, all of these who have these J-12s, if they can't get them, the college students that would have been coming this way, they might say, you know what, we're going to give you free room and board. Would you like to work with us? We're going to be hit. We had, last year, it was very difficult to find dishwashers. Can you imagine what's going to happen? So I'd rather be proactive and say, look, we're going to be safe here. We're going to be fine. I'd rather you lose 50 customers a weekend for now instead of losing everyone permanently or not having workers to when the season hits. Because I expect our season really, really to be hit hard this summer because the fact is people aren't going on planes. They're going to be driving. And what better place than Gloucester and Cape Cod? So both of us are going to be hit hard, and we're both going to be competing of who are we going to get for staff if they can't get a J-12.
Are you at all concerned with Gloucester's strong ties to Italy and them shutting down Italy and the families traveling back and forth so far and you don't know in the past 2 weeks? Is that something that we're really concerned about maybe here?
I mean, you might have heard today.
And not just Italy, other countries, but
yeah,
Gloucester has strong ties to Italy.
We have a strong Italian community. So sure, we may have more connections to Italy. I think you heard today or last night the president has restricted visitors from Italy, from all over Europe actually, to the States for a month. So that will cut down on about 1 million people coming from Europe who normally come to Massachusetts. There's a lot of them would come to Gloucester to visit family.
I think what the president
What disturbed me is that there was a couple people who came because I know who's going to come in, and they didn't go through a lot of protocol that we all thought they were going to get at the airport.
Yeah,
and that bothered
until now,
me.
There's been no protocols at the airport in Boston.
That bothered me. So the fact is that they said, oh, no, I didn't. I just come in, and I'm going, okay. Yeah.
I came from London Sunday, and I was screened 3 times before I got on the plane.
But with questions.
When you were leaving London, you mean?
With questions, and they 3 different places checked my passport and so that they could see where I had been. Before,
did
if I had been from Italy, I wasn't coming back.
Wow.
Yeah. Did they do any health screening though, or they just were doing more like the?
No health screening. Right. No. But they were like, there was 3 in the past. You go through, you show your passport once. They checked 3 different stages, asking me questions where I had been and scanning my passport to see where I had been. And if I had been in Italy, I wasn't coming back.
Yeah. Well, wow. This family who did
they're
get back.
They're not preventing people from flying back. U.S. residents can still return. So anyone who's here legally and U.S. residents, even if you're sick or been in Italy.
Yeah, that was last night, yeah.
Well, not if you're sick, you would be there quarantined. But you can return to the country here, residents. It's just visitors can't come in
now for
a month. Yeah.
So there's a couple questions.
Yeah.
One is to Scotty. Joe Higgins, Fish Printer Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Asked,
how are you, Joe?
Are weddings parties starting to be canceled in Gloucester from the upper?
That was a concern I'm not going to say the name of the venue, but that was a concern from a bride over this weekend. And I could say that I got canceled for an event this weekend at the same venue. So I can only imagine that they've canceled the entire weekend. There was multiple events over this weekend.
We did.
And so, yes. I mean, and the mayor could probably address that a little bit more. It's affecting me personally, weddings, stuff. People aren't booking. They're postponing their bookings even because they don't know how long it's going to last.
Right.
So, yes, Joe, that's a great question. And yes, it's affecting myself and other venues too, yeah.
Another question from Lindsay Jamanco says, what about the school closings? Do you think that's going to happen?
So I can talk about the protocol right now, today.
Yep.
And again, subject to change. Somerville's public schools did close yesterday because they had a case that affected, and it wasn't necessarily staff, but it was someone that went into several of the public schools, I believe. I don't know their full scenario. So right now, if we were to get a confirmed case of coronavirus that affected the school community, so they were, say, someone who is actually in the school, a child, a parent, someone who works in the school, then the protocol would be to work with the Department of Public Health, and the school would probably be closed for 2 weeks while everyone that was exposed has a chance to, you know, ride it out, be quarantined, and get help. So that's the worst case scenario.
That's the protocol.
That's the guidance we have at the moment from our state officials. Then the other track is if it's a parent is confirmed. So say I have kids in the district on Cape Ann. If I'm a confirmed case and my children are non-symptomatic, they need to be quarantined. The school would be notified, not of the person's name, not of who they are, just someone in your community has been asked to quarantine, so my sons would come out of school. They would have to stay home. No one would know their name in theory. And the school would probably shut for an afternoon or a day to do some deep cleaning. And then they would resume. So contact, beyond that, we get lots and lots of calls all day about a contact of a contact of a contact.
Yes, that's happening.
The other thing we're getting a lot of calls about with some misunderstanding is when businesses tell their employees to work from home, that's not an ordered self-quarantine. The only people that can self-quarantine you is your Department of Health in the town that you live. So you might be told by your employer, look, someone in our head office in Boston has coronavirus, so in an abundance of caution, we're shutting down our office in Needham for, you know, and all employees should work from home. People are saying, oh, geez, I've been exposed. That's not an official exposure.
I want to ask you a hard question right now. It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Are there any confirmed cases on the North Shore and more specifically Gloucester?
At this point in time, there are no confirmed cases.
Good to know.
I can only answer for Gloucester.
For now.
Yeah. And I have not heard. There is one in Essex County, and I don't actually know where it is, nor would I.
It's Essex County, not the town.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So if there is a confirmed case, it's up to the community whether they want to do a press release. They would never reveal the person's name. I mean, it's going to become more common. Mm-hmm. So
I will allow, not names, but I will be informing people. Absolutely. Absolutely. If we have a confirmed case, I will be sending out a press release. Absolutely.
Thank you. If someone thinks they have the coronavirus, what do they do? Where do they go?
Where do they call?
Let's just stop 1 second.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of background noise, so we really have to emote.
Okay.
People are saying, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Actually, if you face the camera, don't worry about us.
That's
where the mic is.
Okay.
So, great.
If you think you have coronavirus or you might have been exposed, you need to call your primary care physician. That is the first step. They will ask you a series of screening questions. They will decide whether they want you to come into the office or what they are going to do next. That's where you got to start. If you don't have a primary care physician, you should set that up, because should you get sick with really anything, a flu, coronavirus, you're scared, you're worried, so you should make sure you have a primary care home, if you like. The Gloucester Family Health Center in town is taking new patients. I'm sure Beth Israel Lahey providers would. Reach out if you have a child, you know, talk to a pediatrician. But we want to make sure people have a medical home. Everyone in Massachusetts has insurance. The mayor has worked hard on this for 20 years. We have pretty good, I know.
Champion.
You know,
it's a champion.
I'm still volunteering on Fridays to make sure, but we do have people who don't.
Right.
And this is very important, because some people are saying, well, I can't afford it because my premiums went from 50, now I have to pay 800 and something. Please, the Massachusetts Fishermen Support Center, they are navigators. You have cats at the hospital. I can do shine for my seniors. You have them all around, but the everyone knows her as Crogetta or Nina Gropo or Angela Sanfilippo at the Blackburn Industrial No. 2. They can do right online. right on line to get you right back and find out what's going on.
So there
and
are options for there people are options. That think that they might not
those
have
now,
options.
We're going to talk about those who are afraid to come forward because they're undocumented. I want them to come forward because I don't want anyone to, you know what, to be in hiding or to continue to work because they're afraid they're going to lose their job. Or you have to, and I know people are going to sit there and, oh, what are you talking about? Well, you know what, people, reality, okay? I need to protect every single person's here. And by protecting everyone, that means we're all protected. And the fact is there are processes, there are free cares. No one should be afraid. I reached out to communities that I know have undocumented and said, look, there's free care, there are doctors, there are the clinics, there are things. Do not be afraid, okay? You need to come forward.
And you understand your fear, though.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. You know what? Sure. You're not going to lose your job. Where, you know, ICE is not coming in. You know what? Not if I can help it. Not until, you know, this coronavirus goes away. People should have to be hide. And they shouldn't have to hide in their homes anyways. But the fact is, you know what, people? We're humans first. It doesn't come with a piece of paper. And in order to prevent spreading, we have to prevent the fear, the panic, and we have to assist every single human being there is.
When you talk about assistance too, I think we spoke about this off camera a few moments ago before we went live, and I was gonna ask this question, was you're talking about the healthcare and maybe somebody maybe loses their job, an independent contractor or a fisherman or something like that. How do they pay their rent in that case, or how do they, is there any protocol or assistance set up for people in that position?
So at this point, there's things happening at the state level and the federal level to support workers who, if they don't work, they don't have sick leave, essentially, because there are still a lot of Americans who do not have access to this, and it will be a barrier. If you don't go into work and you don't get paid, you're going to push yourself and try to get in, even if you have some symptoms. We do not want that in a situation like this. It's really important that people feel that it's acceptable and okay if they don't come into work if they're sick. So they are looking at things like benefits for financial relief for people if they miss work and they don't have sick leave. At the moment, we're encouraging businesses to think about it in terms of their own offices. Do they offer sick leave for all of their employees? What about their contractors who might lose pay? How can they work with them? A lot of businesses probably can't afford to pay their part-timers maybe for unpaid sick leave, but you can help connect them to services. So we'll be setting up with Action, with Open Door. They'll have extra supplies and relief funds. They're great partners. It's where we channel people who need financial assistance anyway. So we're working really closely with those partners to...
You don't have a big enough mouth.
I know. I got to yell louder. to really make sure. And we've had...
Keep on going. Keep on going. Right there. Good.
We've had regular conversations with our partners at Open Door Action throughout the city. We're thinking about people who might be losing income, but we're also thinking about people that might be losing their caregivers. So if there's a senior that's being looked after by one of us and we get coronavirus or the flu, what happens to that senior?
Exactly.
How are they getting their meals, their medicine? So we've been, again, working with these partners. They're ready to go. They have ideas about this. They're thinking it through. They're getting meals, things that they can get easily to seniors, how we would get medicine to them, and other populations that need to access their medications, their methadone, their whatever it is. We're making sure that we have systems with all our partners that if there's a family in isolation or quarantine, there's going to be needs for whoever else is in that family.
We even discussed that a lot of the communities are going, we never even thought about that. I says, I understandable, but... You know, I said I have a methadone clinic there, and everything's been fine, but if one of them have quarantined, do we have another facility to put them because the methadone clinic's at the hospital, and we've already discussed all that. Also, we have, you know, homeless people. Not every homeless person has an addiction, but if one does, you can't put them in quarantine and nobody there because the fact is they're going through withdrawals. So we need to put them, we need to find rehabs that have quarantine now. Because they will go through withdrawals, which is going through a withdrawal and having corona at the same time, you're dead. And anyone will tell you that. So how do we do that? So we thought about that. We thought about, too, quarantine if someone's at home. And you know what? I'm not going to say every child lives with someone who has an addiction, but you know, we know there are people that it could happen or has happened. And what do we do with that parent if they come forward and saying, you know what, I do have an addiction, I'm going to be quarantined, and my child is at risk because I'm going to be going through withdrawals?
I like to say, I know a lot of people are really scared about their jobs. There are a lot of healthcare assistant places, like there's a place called ABC Healthcare.
Yeah.
ABC Healthcare is like nursing, like you don't have to have a nursing degree, and they pay really well, and they are desperate for help right now. I'll put a link, and there's other businesses just like them. I'm going to put a link and a telephone number in the show notes of the podcast. The podcast will be live 8 o'clock tonight, this rebroadcast. And you'll be able to get a job there immediately, and they are good-paying jobs with benefits, and they are hiring. So if you...
That's a good point.
It is a good point. That should be a whole new segment, because let me tell you something. I'm not going to say names, but there are nursing homes in Massachusetts that have beds open but can't fill them because they are short-staffed. And that was a concern.
Wow.
Well, if you're short-staffed, how are you going to do the cleaning? What's going to happen? Who's coming in? And so we also have a lot of home health aides programs. Unfortunately, Medicaid, which is the MassHealth, don't pay. So you have seniors actually thinking they're going to have a home health aide coming in, and they don't, because you know what? We don't pay them enough. So that's a great segment. That is so important, because that's our future. And Action had all these programs to get nurses, people trained CNAs and the whole thing. But you know what? After you're trained and then you want to go work someplace, and you're going to get $15 an hour because Medicaid don't pay the facility. We have to work on that. So we're going to work on that with the nursing homes. But I want to let people know that yesterday when we talked to Congressman Seth Moulton's office, we talked the same thing. Federal government said it's going to bring all this money, show the state the money, because and this is every day, and you know that because they live in Gloucester. Senator Bruce Tarr, Representative Margaret Ferrante, but the Lieutenant Governor, Mike Keneally, the economic, we've been texting all the time, every single day. And a couple of times, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has called me several times during the day, because things that I says, I'm in a community with methadone, this, and this, and you know, and then she's going, you're right, what do we do? And I says, you know, I hate to always say the joke is show me the money. I can't wait for you to show me the money, so I already did something with the Board of Health because I'm not waiting. Mm-hmm. Because that's the whole thing, is my concern is we have to help each other. Right. He's a DJ, he lost pay this weekend. Mm-hmm. Is he gonna lose it again next weekend? Probably. And so what does he do? By the time the federal government goes to the state,
right,
that goes to these local agencies,
right,
and then you have to prove it, and did you go to the doctors, and why didn't you work? It's
right.
All different categories. This happened before, and it says it's a perfect example when the rules and regulations happen to fishermen and shoreside facilities. When you go to a program like, let's say, SNAP, or you go to a program like Fuel Assistance, and you're self-employed, they ask for your income taxes. Well, last year I worked. I did fine. It's now. How do we implement saying, if you are self-employed and you are being hit, you know what, you can't look at last year's income taxes. How do we supplement SNAP? How do we supplement, you know, Action Energy and rent assistance and all these things for them? And unfortunately, you know, it's easy for someone to say, okay, my employees who work for me that are subcontractors, but what about the business itself? You still have to pay insurance.
Yeah.
You still have to pay your electric. You still have to pay your workman's comp. You still have to pay everything, even though, you know, someone would say, you have no business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's very crucial that we have to understand. And I tell people, if you really want to support, you have to shop local. You have to, you know what I'm saying? You know, fish and lobster don't have viruses out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're getting import, shame on you. You know, if you're going to a farmer's market because you want to live better, then why aren't you going to the fish market? Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we supporting one another? You know, I know it's easy to say, you know, Amazon, it's easy to say this, but you know what? Some of the stores are complying. You know what? If they are, I can get it for $8.99 and they want $10.99. Yeah.
Is there going to be something maybe set up at City Hall or at the hospitals for the community that cannot find this beloved bottle of Purell or hand sanitizer?
So I'll take that one for you.
Okay, thank you.
There isn't. It's really out of stock. A lot of supplies are out of stock for this, and that's the other challenge we have. We have no vaccine. We have no medicine. We don't even have a lot of hand sanitizer. But the good news is you don't need hand sanitizer. You just, right, like the mayor, you just need to wash for 20 seconds. You really, you need water and rub your hands together 20 seconds. Sing happy birthday through twice is a good way to do it, or count to 20, whatever you need to do. Most of us, if you really do it for 20 seconds, it's a long time to stand there going like this when we're all busy, but it's worth it. We need to do it. We should be doing it all the time, but especially during transmission of flu and viruses like this.
What is your take on
best
and don't forget, today, Anne-Marie Harnish reminded me, you know, if you sanitize so much, you're killing some of the bacteria.
Yeah,
you need.
I mean, you kill the good bacteria too.
Can we put any rumors to rest of this viral, for lack of a better term, viral thing on the internet where you can take Tito's and aloe and mix it together?
Okay, so we
It's true. Well, it's true in some
ways. I like the question.
Right, but you need to be very careful with home remedies.
Hi,
because
Tito's.
Not everybody measures. It's like cooking. Not everybody measures carefully. So if you're using a hand sanitizer, not soap, it has to be 60% alcohol. How do you know it's 60% alcohol when you're doing this? Same thing with the schools and industrial cleaners. As people run out of the EPA-approved stuff, they have to mix a bleach or an alcohol and water mixture. They have to have it safe for the environment.
So
but
Tito's
they,
would not work being 80-proof and 40%
alcohol.
Well, you can use Tito's, and you know, you're going to feel if you have the virus anyway.
But this is questions that have been brought to my attention, just being in the community.
Soap and
so
water.
Soap and water.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people do this. They, you know what, and they said it. You know what, I don't have a hand sanitizer, but, you know, some of them have the pull-ups, the Lysol disinfectant, the wipes. Sometimes, you know, wipe around in your vehicle, you know, that's okay. You know what? But the fact is, I know that right now we don't have a sink. You'll have to go downstairs, get the sink. It's okay. The fact is, you know, some people say, what do I do? You know, how do I clean my house? The same, because a lot of things. I mean, all of a sudden, toilet paper's gone. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I guess, is there panic? And we were joking, and I was sending, I even sent my little jokes that I got to some of you, and I sent it to Karen, but I also sent it to Lieutenant Governor, because at the end of the day, we all need a smile, and we all need to laugh, and we need a little bit of joke, and it's like, you know, someone's overstocking, and we're all laughing who lives in this community. You go into any Sicilian or Italian home here, you know that that's what? That's our normal day things, you know? My garage, as Warren would say, is like... There you go.
You know, that's...
Yeah, I'm saying, my staff says, well, we know where we're going if we have to be quarantined.
Right. Not a problem. My takeaway from what you're saying is that it feels that you're being very thorough. You're considering all the populations and all the situations that you can come up with, your collective minds can come up with, and covering the bases. So anybody that feels like maybe their situation hasn't been considered,
we have looked at everything from pregnant women to seniors to people who are frail, people who, I called people this morning.
Well, that's very reassuring.
And I said to people this morning, please, you're exposing yourself because your husband is going through chemo. Do not go to the Novena and pray. Mm-hmm. We will pray for you at home. We can do it at home. You know, and this is what's happening. People right now who are dealing with someone who's going through chemo and radiation or has something that, you know, it could be terminal. Every hope, and so they're living for that faith of no matter what it is, whether it's the winds or the sun, they're just believing in something. You can do it at home.
I'd like to say, I think I'd like to commend a lot of the community organizations that have take it upon themselves to cancel events like the Chamber has. Yeah. I think the Bridge canceled something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's officially.
It is.
I will, Felicia. I'll get to it. Don't worry. The Novena.
Sister.
You know, Sister Felicia's Novena, which we're going to talk to her, and what a beautiful job that they did.
Yeah.
But I think it's really, really, I mean, a lot of people have put in a lot of work.
I sent out an email saying, I'm advising you, because we can't order someone yet. So we say we're advising you. And then we noticed that some people were a little, well, you know, I have this and this and this. And so by yesterday, I sent emails and I am telling you, please, because you are gonna have this, this, and this, and what's happening. And like we said, 50 or more people in a small confinement area, you should not be doing things.
So if you're considering going to a planned event, make sure you check ahead.
Yes.
to see if it's still being held.
And if you're at risk, if you're one of the at-risk populations, which is older adults, chronic disease, you should not go.
Not go.
We advise you strongly to not go to crowded
Netflix
events.
And chill.
Yep.
And Netflix and chill.
Yep.
Netflix and chill. Hey, I know you have to get going.
I do.
So mention that, you know what, first of all, the number to reach the Board of Health.
Yes, you can email us through, so I can give you my card, 978, oh, I'm drawing a blank. Hold on, let me pull my card.
It's not a problem, because we're going to post
it.
We're
going to
post this later on.
And
what you
can
do is send the questions to us from your listeners, from you guys, anytime. Questions, concerns, we triage them. And if it sounds urgent, we'll get back to you, and otherwise it'll...
And don't forget, on Facebook, the Board of Health has a site.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're on the city website. No, we don't have the capacity really to respond unless it's, you know, an urgent kind of question. But we are directing people to their doctors if they have health concerns or questions, and the CDC website or mass.gov for current information. You got to check it daily, though, because it's changing.
As of your last knowledge, has there been a person under 30 that has died of this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Worldwide, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably, unfortunately. But the average age of death for this disease is 80. So it definitely does.
Average age is 80.
That is what I heard recently in one of the calls, probably again subject to change today. Yep. But it's definitely a disease that's affecting older adults. It does not seem to affect young people at all, the symptoms. Very few young people are getting sick worldwide.
It doesn't mean they're not the carrier.
In any locations, has actually the amount actually decreased?
It's starting to in China. They're reporting really no new cases right in Wuhan City. South Korea was able to manage. A lot of the countries that have been able to act fast and control it had fast testing.
Hence the reason right now to be so, this is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, so if we are vigilant right now and everybody's making sacrifices, especially small businesses, right? This is the reason. I know everybody takes their own personal situation and that's what they're thinking of. That's all that's in the front of their brain. Right. Like travel agent, my wife, you know, I understand her. She's very concerned. Scotty, very concerned. Right. My lobster business, very concerned.
Absolutely.
This woman's flower business, very concerned. But the point that we're trying to make is, if the numbers are going down in China where it originated because they took strong measures, then if we can take strong measures right
now,
out the gate, then potentially, instead of letting it explode and getting out of control, then the sacrifice will have been worth it.
Yes.
That's what we're hoping.
Said it better myself.
I'm trying to boil it down.
Well done. And we do understand the sacrifice to certain people, to everyone really, to restrict parties and fun events, and we hate to do that, but I think we're at the point we would rather err on the side of caution, try to control it, like you said, and make that sacrifice now so we're not making
point.
It bigger.
Great.
The fact is now that we were last night at the school committee, the events that we so far we're looking, someone said, what about prom? You know what? We're taking, let's breathe. Mm-hmm. We're doing all the March events are canceled. April, we have to look at those. And, you know, we were going to allow some of the smaller little classrooms and some of the smaller.
Thank you so much.
Another one, a conference with the businesses. But we now said that because of today, that anything more than 50, so like the Beeman School, I was going to go to their play this week, it's going to have to be canceled. So some of the smaller things that we know here, and I know it's hard because these kids really, really were working so hard. You know what? It's not forever, but I said, you know what? They can still perform to the other schoolmates, you know?
Yeah.
And they can still, I said to them, please, let's not worry, you know, they said, well, if someone buys $1,000 prom dress, well, you know, can I tell you something? If something drastically really happened, I said, well, guess what? Put it in the field house, I'll cook spaghetti for everyone, we'll have a prom. Please, right now I'm worried about the little kids here, what's happening, you know, and one good question is, how are they going to handle the indoor sports events? So what's going to happen there? So they're working on it. The superintendent's working very closely with her. Last night, Beeman School was going to happen. Today, it's not going to happen. So every day, it changes.
Yeah. Right, right.
So every day, it has to change. Time. And the same thing I tell people.
Very fluid.
If you, look, if you're in a small place, I told all, you know, and it's hot, I told all my friends, and I know Sister Felicia's coming, and she'll talk about hers, but I told some of my friends, too, your house is too small, and you have a lot of elderly that come to pray, and your family's really sick. You shouldn't have it. So some people already canceled Novena completely. Mm-hmm. And they'll do it virtual, or they'll do it live, or you know what? Who says you can't pray next month?
Yes, precisely.
Who says you can't pray at home? But we will. Right, right. So again, Joey, I really want to thank you for bringing this out there. We'll share it, share this little live streaming to people. If there are concerns, it's mayor@gloucester-ma.gov. We'll send it back to you. I have a mayor's page. But whatever you want, if you need something, someone else from my department to come in, we'd be more than happy to, because we feel that if we can get the word out what we're doing and what we're trying to do, it'd be best.
Dispel the rumors.
And well, thank you for your leadership in
and
this.
Thank you, but if we get any more about our economic factor, because that's a really big concern.
Yeah.
It really is a big concern, because like you said, they're not. Please don't cancel your wedding for June yet. Please don't. You know what I mean? Sometimes it doesn't mean that, don't forget, these halls are big. You might have to cut your list.
Right. That would be an alternate.
But doesn't mean you have to cut your wedding.
Right.
Everything is
fluid. I want to thank you for answering a lot of my questions today. And I hope people out there that are watching and listening have been very well informed by you and by the Board of Health.
You were locked and loaded.
You know,
and
we have to. And you know, if someone says, you know, we have programs coming, and I believe that by our season starts, going to have this. I do have faith that we're going to have this under control, but I do have faith that
what
we are saving now is going to be a huge success this summer. But now we have to make hire people. Let's go get our employment hired.
What's really difficult is a community usually comes together in time of a crisis, and we can't have a big crowd, so I can't play music for you to raise funds for people. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know. It's true. But the fact is, you know what? You know where Open Door is. You know you're going shopping. You're overbuying. That's okay. Buy a little extra. Bring it down the Open Door. If you don't want to go in, leave it outside. Don't worry about it. But you know what? Think about those who are less fortunate than you. That's all I ask.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sabathia. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Don't forget your phone.
No, God forbid.
We got the same case, by the way.
I know.
Great minds.
Nobody would keep our phone for long like that.
All right, Felicia, you guys come on in. Felicia, Sister Felicia's in here. We got a couple other topics we're going to talk about. So, Felicia, you have a little time? I think it's.
Have we mentioned we're at Mom's Kitchen? Have we even mentioned that?
I wrote it in the show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to get to that.
Great point, Pat. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
So Felicia, and then we're upstairs. We're not.
Felicia and Andrea Carlson are here. And I didn't do the introductions by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for that. Pat, if you pull it out a little bit more towards you, you can turn it towards you where you sit. A little bit more towards you. Right there's perfect. That's
okay,
perfect.
Very good.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you. Felicia's got the koozie. I love it. I love it. You can take a seat. So we have Pat Dalpiaz with us.
Good morning.
Scotty Mack is with us.
Good morning.
Chris McCarthy is with us.
Happy birthday, Joe.
That was a test.
We didn't do it.
Sister Felicia's here.
Good morning.
And Andrea Carlson.
Good morning, Sister Felicia. Good morning.
You were one of the people, your crew, big time affected. I mean, as far as an amount of work, insane amount of work preparing that altar and stuff like that. What was the process like for you? And why don't you talk about the decision that you guys came to, and how hard that was, or whatever, and what, and how you actually made the final decision, or what you're gonna do?
Okay, literally, the decision has changed in the last 3 days, several times.
Of what? Talk about what you did in the first place.
Okay, so first of all, this is the first year we've ever gone that our rosary and everything was going to be public. Okay, open to the public. I mean, it's always open to the public if it's in your house, but people feel funny to come, and I can't fit any more people in my house than I already have because my group is already ginormous. Anyway, so we decided to move to the hall this year up to the Legion to accommodate more people that didn't have altars to go to. which we've all agreed on. We said we'd give it a try 1 year. Of course, it had to be this year.
I have seen some photos and absolutely amazing job. Seriously.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
To see it in person is
Yeah, to see it in person, I'm sure. So,
the Legion's never been cleaner.
The Legion has literally never been cleaner since the day it was built.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we started the Rosary. I've been in very close contact. Everybody knows Safathia and I are good friends. And she's, we've been chatting literally every day about the different, you know, changes, based on the news and the reports and everything else. So we originally, started, the other day, and I said, I'm just going to go with it until, you know, we're told otherwise. And then, you know, my phone started blowing up, and because of the reports on the news keep changing. So as the reports on the news keep changing, and different things are being posted, then we have to start thinking, you know, of different possibilities. So the original one was that we were going to maybe close it off, not, you know, to the public and do that. But I felt bad because I was trying to avoid that. Last night, after the Rosary, I went home and I was just, I was spent. My phone had been blowing up. The stress of worrying about hour to hour how this changes in what is allowed and what isn't allowed and how many people are allowed and where it's allowed, the stress of it is way too overwhelming for me, and I just sat down with my husband and my mother, and I'm gonna cry. and we just said, that's it. I made the decision. Safathia did not make the decision. I made the decision last night. She actually tried to talk me out of it. And I said, no, I am canceling our feast. Now, our feast is a private feast, and some people are offended by that, but my feast is over 250 people, okay, every year. So if you want to call that, you know, a private feast, go right ahead, but I can't open it up to the public. We did that
before. Wait a minute, but I said if you're going to keep it really, really low, just family, not 250.
I'm saying normally. So... I said last night to my husband, I don't know, it's not worth the risk. I have so much help, my Novena Village, I've said it a million times, this isn't just me that does this, it's 55 other girls. And everybody contributes something. And right now, we're on crunch time because our feast was scheduled for Saturday night.
I have a question for you. What exactly is the Novena? I'm not familiar.
The Novena?
Yes, I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with
I'm not familiar.
My God, he's on the
I mean, I know the term.
There's a lot of people that are.
We do a nine-day rosary in honor of Saint Joseph, who there was a famine in Sicily years ago, and the people in Sicily prayed to Saint Joseph, you know, to end the famine. Their crops were low and everything, and he granted that it rained and they had a feast and they celebrated, and this is what happens every year. So we do a 9-day prayer vigil in honor of Saint Joseph.
Okay.
People will do altars because they make a promise to Saint Joseph. They have a request. For me, my request was my family and I couldn't bear to see my father suffering with Alzheimer's. He had no quality of life, and we were praying that he would be, you know, taken to God and be happier up there than his existence here. So that was why I started the altar. Going back for the feast, we had to make this decision now because orders for food are going out, people are buying, everybody pitches in, and I can't be having all this food ordered and risking on Saturday something come down from the government saying, not Safathia, higher than Safathia, okay? So don't say it was Safathia. It come down and say, you're shut down. And now we have all this food, and what are we doing with it? So we are already invested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars into what we've already done at this point. Not just me personally, but all my girls.
Yeah.
And I just can't bear to be at even a greater loss. That being said, one's part of it, but the other part is also the health risk. I love my girls, and we love our families, and we all have elderly parents and grandparents and aunts.
I have a big update, I'm sorry.
everything on the list that we said last night at the school committee, all school events will be closed until May 2nd. No
all
school events.
All school events
no,
in the city of Gloucester.
In the city of Gloucester.
School events until May 2nd.
Yes.
Including sports.
That's what he said.
Canceled, postponed, not occurring.
But everything on the list, I have the list in the car. Game show night, the National Honor Society's Evening Exit, Musical Spring Fling, everything until May 2nd.
So exactly what I said, I can't risk because by the minute, things are changing. So I made the decision last night that we are canceling everything.
I know that was a very, very difficult decision for you to make, but you have the support of your... Of your group, you're all carrying it.
Yeah.
You're all carrying it.
It's just, it's not worth it.
No, it probably isn't worth the worry. The worry alone.
Wow. That's
so,
wow.
So we were coming into this meeting this morning. I'm going to be straight up honest. we were coming into this meeting thinking that we were going to just close our Mass with the Bishop to just our Rosary group, period. But based on what the report that just came in, I again am making the call on my own. No one has told me. We are canceling the Mass with the Bishop. We're canceling everything from this point on, period. We're done for the year. That's what's happening.
You're not going to do the prayers?
No. Everything is canceled. Everything is canceled as of right now.
Okay.
Because, like, literally, she just came and she just gave you another report.
It is changing by the minute.
When you're running an event this big, and you're in my position, and you're trying to coordinate, you know, 55 other women and the timing of everything, you can't be having changes made like this every 5 seconds.
Right, you have to make a decision and
go
with it.
It's not that I want to do it, trust me. I've been sick to my stomach.
No, of course you don't want to.
It's just not worth the risk of the health, and it's just not, we have to cut our losses where we are right now.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
So you mean events. What do you mean by events? Every night in Novena's been canceled?
Everything. I'm canceling everything.
Also, what about the reenactment?
Everything's canceled.
So the only thing you're going to have is this Saturday with the Bishop, and is that canceled too?
I'm canceling everything.
So everything is canceled.
On your schedule.
So can I make a suggestion? I don't mean to tell people what to do because I get emotional too. I've been going around the altars for 52 years, and it'll be my first year that I haven't gone. And it's really heartbreaking.
People don't understand the devotion of St. Joseph.
So, can I ask Joey if he could do me a big favor that maybe on St. Joseph Day or maybe the Eve, where we're supposed to go around, if we could do a podcast from the altar?
What day is that?
The Thursday or any whatever day you can do.
How about we talk about that and we post it because I have an idea.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't matter, but so people can actually see it and understand it and we can go through it.
Yeah.
And for the people who are sick at home that enjoyed going through it, can actually be participating with the say a prayer
Let's discuss this today. Yeah. And we'll discuss it with Joey, and we'll come up with a time, and we will do something to bring honor St. Joseph and bring the altar to you. That's great.
Joey, I'm getting a list from the schools. I will forward to your Good Morning Gloucester.
We'll put
and
it into
so
the
you
show
can,
notes.
Yes.
Yeah, if you can,
if you
email it to me instead of texting, because I can copy and paste it easily.
No, absolutely. No, this will be emailed. And like I said, a lot of things are changing. We're advising people who do have novenas. A lot of them have canceled them. And they're really, it's like, she made the pasta. The pasta can say, the kwanzaa you can make, the prayers you can say, the gathering. I think it was more of just us having faith, but we can have faith as a community in whole. You know what? It didn't say we can't go outside together. You know what? It didn't say we can't, you know, take a walk together. It didn't say those things. It just says that, you know what? When you're in a confined area, you know, and it didn't say, no, you can't go. Like you said, you can't go to a restaurant. I'm going to go to, there's breakfast downstairs. We're going to lunch. But it is. And this is when you need your faith mostly.
And
the reason why, like she says, she's going to be talking to the worship communities. Because if you're closing that, are you closing the churches? Well, you know, we have very large churches. So, first of all, I know you can't see me, and I'm glad. But the fact is, I just want to thank you for making that decision because it's difficult. I mean, sometimes
everybody's sacrificing.
It's not. It's not just affecting me. It's affecting
and that's the whole thing.
It's affecting everybody that has this devotion to St. Joseph. you know, in the past, we have prayed. There's been like snowstorms, and the girls are always like, Felicia, are we going to do the rosary tomorrow night? And I'm like, listen, we're doing the rosary. It's not going to snow, you know, and many times it doesn't snow. I'm like, I have faith. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There was one year that it did snow, and we did a live stream to all my rosary girls. And my mother and I and Amanda sat in front of the altar in Coconut. Yep. We did the rosary and we live streamed it, and everybody was online, and we were still chatting and talking and laughing and praying and doing everything that we normally do virtually. So we will bring something to you like that, I promise, and we will announce what and how.
So Felicia and her friends, her kumaris, they have put in a tremendous amount of work to bring this to where they were. So what I'd like to say is there's a lot of people that are sacrificing. Again, they just keep coming back to the same thing. Like this is the last thing in the world that she wants to do. Hold on, please.
All right.
So the business, and there's she has a loss. It's a couple, hundreds of dollars, and there are businesses that are gonna. I know that she understands that there are businesses that are gonna lose tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So she's not unaware of that.
No.
But
by no
it's
means.
Everybody is in this together. Yep. And so
may I answer that?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So my son is a senior in college, and he's been messaging me like a lunatic. You know, you never hear from your kids when they're in college, but this week everyone that has children in college, they're hearing from their kids, because
they just canceled three more colleges.
The updates are just literally by the hour. They change by the hour.
Thank you.
He yesterday they got a notification saying they're in midterms right now. Pack up all your belongings at the end of your last midterm. Get off campus. Take all personal belongings that are valuable for an extended period of time. They're not allowed back on campus until the end of March. Like, I think it's March 30th. But be warned, they said, that could extend.
This is Syracuse University.
Yes, Syracuse University, which could extend for the rest of the school year. He is heartbroken. He's a senior.
Yeah.
This is, like, the big last hurrah. Yeah. What do you tell your kid? I mean, like, don't think that I am, like, all about just Novena. This is affecting everyone's lives in so many different aspects.
Everybody thinks of it from their personal viewpoint.
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Scotty, you know, your loss of revenue. Kate, and the
travel
industry.
I'm wondering, are they going to cancel graduations? Is that the next? Are they going to start canceling all these big graduations?
Well, May 2nd is very close to a graduation.
Yeah, you know, my son's supposed to graduate the weekend of Mother's Day.
Yeah, and everybody close together. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that as divisive and as the world has been recently, that this is in some ways bringing people
So this person, Teresa Adams Lord, said medical experts are saying that the media is hyping this up. The more die of the flu, and that only elderly and immune compromised from this. Thoughts on that? Here's the thoughts. So we just spoke with we're gonna go over what they said. In China right now, they took strong actions, and this whole thing is in remission. I think that what I'm going to paraphrase what I heard, we all heard earlier, that if we all the thought process is, if we sacrifice early on right now, then we have a chance to really knock this thing way back or out much.
And the consequences
of it, that if we don't do this now, could be far more greater reaching.
Impactful.
So that is the thought process. That if we make the sacrifices now, that
we're ahead of the game.
We're way ahead of the game. So I understand the people, because I was skeptical. I think a lot of people were skeptical, right? Like, oh, it doesn't.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's hard to find a balance.
And erring on the side of caution, it's difficult for everybody.
My phone is now blowing up.
Yeah. So there you go.
I have a compromised immune system, so I have to be careful and stuff. So, you know, and I'm trying to keep my 89-year-old mother calm, and she's using Purell in her own house every time she touches something. I'm like, you're good here, but, you know, to get that through to her, and they're all, you know, they're all worried.
Right.
You know, and they're kind of scaring them a little. You know, my daughter works in New York City, and she was told, stay home until the end of March. Work from home. No subway.
You know, it's, for some people, you could say, in this day and age, it's a little, it's I'm not going to say it's nice, but they have the opportunity, the younger, seems like the younger generations are work, have ability to work from home.
Yes.
There's decentralized offices. Like, like you know, they don't have big offices. Like, back in the 80s, everybody worked in a big, in Boston in big office buildings. Now, Chris, you work from home for the most part, right?
I do.
Yeah, Kate works from home for the most part. Well, she's on the road. Whatever. It is what it is, and I'm glad that we can...
fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But, you know, like,
not
Scott,
everybody
can.
Yeah. So there we are with that. We're going to move on. We're going to talk. We're going to give... We're going to do a separate segment with Mom's Kitchen because they've been so generous in trying to be quiet back there. I'm so sorry.
We got some food.
And they got they gave us a bunch of food.
Andrea and I ate.
Oh, French toast. Awesome.
We didn't want to seem ungrateful. Yeah. Right.
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
With ash.
Oh my God, this looks stupid.
We had the coffee roll and the muffins, which were amazing.
They were probably they were awesome, right?
And there's an omelet over there that looks delicious.
No, I'm gonna touch it. Of course, Oh, perfect, Scott. Perfect.
Stay right there for 10 minutes.
Everybody, catch your fork.
Mom's Kitchen.
Mom's Kitchen.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we're at Mom's Kitchen. We're going to do a little video tour. Thankfully that they're open right now.
I know, the upstairs is cool. This is my first time up here.
Yeah, and we're upstairs. We're not even in the restaurant part. So there's that. Friday the 13th, full almost moon.
I was just wondering how, I was just throwing out there that it's going to be Friday the 13th tomorrow. It seems like not a good topic right at the moment. But
So wait a second, the moon hasn't been full for the last couple of days?
The moon? No, the moon was full on Monday, I think, but just the general ideas. I wondered if anybody had thoughts on whether Friday the 13th really does bring bad luck or not.
I hope it brings very good luck. It's my mother's birthday.
Oh, okay. So happy birthday, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Happy
birthday, Mom. I'm a big Facebook advocate, so happy birthday.
I know that when we were teachers, if that happened when I was teaching, I would be putting on my armor going to school.
Yeah. So this is, geez, I keep going like this, like I'm going to touch my face or something like that. I don't know if you heard, this is how serious this thing has gotten though. Novena, big time. The school's canceling, big time. But have you heard of the San Francisco, in San Francisco they have the Cuddle Club where they meet on the weekends and they
no.
It's non-sexual, but they cuddle.
No. Those aren't pillows.
I hadn't heard about this.
So there's a cuddle club. It's non-sexual, and you can go there.
You're the only one that's aware of this.
The person.
Shocker, right, Chris? Shocker.
What hour of the night did you look this up on?
I heard it after I was dropping my daughters off to school. But that's how serious it is.
Wow.
The San Francisco Cuddle Club has canceled all meetings.
Now I heard last night also, Joe, the NBA suspended the rest of the season.
Yes, my son was blowing up my husband's phone.
The NBA. That's serious.
That's
big. Not as serious as the Cuddle Club.
That's serious. Yeah, we have more serious things to talk about.
Pressing that's
shutting down.
Send love to the Cuddle Club.
Golden Banana's shutting down too.
Oh
yes.
Oh.
You know.
That could use a good
blasphemy.
Well, they're training two different.
I'll send my rosary girls over to clean that place while they shut down. Perfect. Lisa does a good job in the bathroom.
One virus comes out, they all come out. You got to shut the whole place down.
Oh my God.
Pat, check
regroup.
Pat, you did. You went to Topside, and you said their wings were tremendous.
You had posted somewhere along the way how good the buffalo chicken sandwich was, so I couldn't stop thinking about that, and I stopped at Topside and ordered the wings, buffalo wings, and they were very good. But they were very good. But the bonus at the end was I didn't realize that was during happy hour, so they were $5 instead of their regular $10.99.
What time is that?
3 to 6 p.m. on Monday through Friday.
$5 wings?
Yeah, I did a post today.
They're
and other appetizers.
their meatloaf on their menu. Now, everyone knows I'm extremely picky.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say, I saw it on the menu. And
whatever. But one of my Gamatis, Bridget, she goes often with a group of her friends, and they invited me one night to join them, and they were all having dinner, and she's like, get the meatloaf. Trust me, it's really, really good.
Excuse me, what's a Gamati?
A Gamati is like a very, very closest
I'm gonna come
friend.
Do you have an Italian slang class I can take? Yeah. I'm learning a whole bunch
of
stuff.
All you need to do
today
is come to one of our rosaries. You'll learn real quick.
You know, thank you, Sister Felicia. You know, maybe that's your next book.
You know what a bichadela is?
No, and what's a bichadela?
What's a
bichadela? Did I say it right?
Bichadela.
You
made
me say something I wasn't
supposed to. Yes.
Well, it's a difference between Italian and Sicilian.
Yes, it's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, so their meatloaf at Topside Grill is very
good.
Delicious.
That's good to hear.
Very delicious.
Yeah.
We went to Stone's Pub yesterday, and two places in town that I think, and I'd like other people to chime in on this if they know of other places, because this is one of my favorite comfort foods in fall to spring. Shepherd's pie at Stone's Pub, and you know what?
In a bowl. No.
Right here. Dave.
Where is Dave?
Shepherd's pie?
He does. Their chicken pot pie is killer.
Shepherd's pie, yesterday. Mom's Kitchen. Yeah.
And chicken pot pie at Mom's Kitchen is to die for.
And cabbage rolls.
Cabbage rolls.
And chopped soup.
You get a minute? Sit right here and tell everybody.
Yeah, here we go.
What's today's special, Dave? What's today's special?
They don't need their orders downstairs, David.
Dave, talk to
you. Yeah, go eat.
Al can cover that chicken.
Yeah.
Can
have
that
a seat.
Though. Dave Tucker joining us right now from Mom's Kitchen. It was a long road to getting open.
Oh, it was. It was definitely. But it's well worth it. I'm getting a lot of great reviews.
It looks
from
great.
You guys coming in.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we didn't want to go bigger and lose the mom factor and homie.
Yeah.
And I think we pulled
good
it off.
I think you did. Yeah.
One more elbow room.
Yeah.
So Dave, we're sitting upstairs, and you were saying that people could actually rent this.
We're going to look into that and get
events.
It all cleaned up. Yeah, we got a beautiful place.
Oh,
great light up here. Great views.
30 people.
Original beans.
Yeah, this is great for like a small bridal shower, like any small event. This is a great spot, and the view is beautiful.
Yeah.
How do you hold the novena here, though?
No.
we can't fit. Yeah, trust me.
Dave, do you have certain days of the week that are regimented week after week, day after day, weekly specials on each day?
Yeah.
Can you go through the week?
Yeah, Monday, it's basically lunch and specials.
Lunch and specials. You just speak up and speak right there.
All right. Yep. Monday is breakfast only. Tuesday is chicken pot pie and American chop soup. And then we have Wednesday is cabbage rolls and shepherd's pie. And today is Thursday. We have turkey dinner. And I usually try to throw a sandwich in there. And then tomorrow is Friday. We have a fried haddock sandwich. It's the full fillet of haddock. And we thrown in a cheesesteak. With our marinated steak tips.
That sounds awesome. So,
hey now.
Yeah. Oh
so, hey now.
Yeah, we're trying to concentrate a little more on lunch right now. We're doing great with breakfast here, and we cook breakfast all day long. So.
You can get breakfast any time of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And what are your hours again?
5 to 1 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we do 5 to noon. And those 3 days we do just breakfast.
Okay.
So
what's the address here, Dave?
46 Commercial.
46 Commercial Street.
Yeah. Oh. And it's handicap accessible. We have a nice big bathroom back there instead of a closet. You know, so
and you get a big parking lot right next door.
Well, yeah, we have the St. Peter's parking lot. We have parking out back. Oh, we have 4 assigned spots, but there's like 10 back there.
Yeah.
You know, so
no one's
gonna
call
you.
Hey. Hey. No tickets. No tickets.
Don't say that. You'll get them in trouble.
Yeah. We're not allowed to park on Max side of the building.
But St. Peter's Park, you can.
St. Peter's Park. That's wide open. All the parking here on the street. That's still there. So I don't think we have a problem with parking. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a spot here, which is really nice. A lot of places don't have like a lot of parking.
Right. Yeah, we're next door. At least we picked up those,
we really appreciate all you guys do for us, sponsoring the podcast and giving us some grub when we. It's really generous of you, and you don't have to do so much. Like half of what you cook would be great. We really appreciate it.
All right, no, that's fine. I just want to give you a little sample of what you know what we have down there, and
it's amazing. You know. It's amazing. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to do a little video tour after.
All right, cool.
Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
All right,
thanks, Dave. Dave Tucker, Mom's Kitchen at 46 Commercial Street, right across from the old, well, they haven't moved yet, the Chamber of Commerce and near Beauport Hotel. And you know what? Sherry Zizek from one of the owners of Beauport always says she loves that people often come to the other restaurants in town. You can just say it if you like. I can't. Not positive yet. I have some soccer duties. I'm not sure. I might be able to, but I have to make sure. Sorry. So there's that. It's all gray.
Oh, it's again a topic that doesn't seem very appropriate. Given the rest of the discussion today, but as you know, we're going to be grandparents, so we get to go shopping for baby clothes. Yes, baby things. And I went to Fireflies, and I love that place. I just love going in there, but I needed some gender neutral things.
Why did you need? Oh, because you don't know what it is. They're not going to find out.
Right. Well, actually, my daughter knows, but at the same time, it's going to be a boy. I'm calling him Schooner, so we may hear about Schooner. And my niece also is pregnant. She's going to have her baby at just about the same time. We just learned this.
So wait,
but I don't know what that one is.
So if you know it's a boy, why are you looking
for my
gender?
The niece.
For my niece's
okay,
baby.
Okay.
Thought I'd make the story a little simpler. But anyway, I went down looking for gender neutral because she doesn't know yet. Used to be, it seemed, you could buy yellow or green pastel colors that would be gender neutral, but everything down there is gray that is gender neutral. And I don't understand that. I don't like gray for babies myself.
I hear
personally.
Gray's a big color. Baby showers, gray is like a big theme color. Yeah.
Everybody's houses.
Like
if you
I
go
don't
to the
really
paint,
get it. I
if
want
you go
cooler.
To the, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And I agree with you for children. It's probably reflective. If you go to the paint store, like, where 10, 15 years ago,
50 Shades of Grey.
10, 15 years ago, it was all beige.
Would be,
no,
yeah.
Like all the, in the paint stores, 10 or 15 years ago, everybody's house was beige. Like in the last probably 5 years or so, they can't keep enough shades of gray in the paint store. So that's kind of. That's my guess where that's coming from.
But gray on babies.
I hear you.
Not a good choice, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. So there's that. I'd like to give a shout out to our friend Brandon Pratt.
He must be scrambling.
Struggling?
Scrambling. Busy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when the stock market gets demolished, people are pulling their money out of stocks and they're putting them into bonds, which drives loan prices down, interest rates down. They are out straight. He handled we refinanced. And what I need to tell people is, there is, as far as a silver lining goes, if you can say this, if you have a home loan, you could probably save a shit ton of money. And in the show notes of the podcast, I'll put his contact information. He made it extremely easy to the process, and I have the utmost faith in him. So if you don't like money, don't call him.
So a lot of people think about the paperwork that's going to generate for them, and they go, ugh. So the paperwork is manageable?
Very manageable, especially this time of year when you're collecting everything for taxes.
Oh, right.
You pretty much have everything you need. So it's a great time to contact to them. Let me see. I just want to make sure we didn't miss anything else.
I just want to point out that Pat's actually wearing gray.
That is
true.
She
does not like gray.
No. I don't like gray for babies or even children, really.
I didn't think I was going to let that go.
No, I actually didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
thanks for coming.
Thanks, Chris.
You're a good participant.
I know. I was
Someone's going to work around here.
Well, the stock market's down 2,500, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I have to
you go find cut out some fires.
If you go upstairs, we'll pull you off the roof, okay?
Last quick topic. For people on the podcast that are wondering about Pat, because in the video,
can you see
Pat's thing is like just blinking nonstop.
Sorry.
And so why don't you explain what your vest is?
This is my heated vest I got on your recommendation.
Yeah, you spoke about
I ordered it from Amazon. It has three different heat levels. It has, and the reason I got this one is because it has coils in the front and the back.
Yeah.
Some of them don't. Some of them don't have them in the front. I made a mistake, however, when I ordered it and forgot to buy the battery. The battery does not come with it. Yeah. So that comes separately.
So that battery can also be used as a charger.
Yes, like yes. To charge I haven't done that yet, but yes.
So if you're out, you have this in your pocket anyway, you keep the your iPhone cord or your Android phone cord in there.
Charge your phone.
This can charge your phone probably 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love this jacket. I've been wearing it almost nonstop since I got it.
Yeah. It also has a little flashlight. Did you know that?
No.
Let me see. I'll show you.
If you don't mind, we're going to go. My phone's blowing up.
Yeah.
And I need to go.
Oh,
we're going to tie this thing up anyway. Okay.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Felicia. Thank you, Andrea. Nice to meet you.
Have a good day, guys. Good luck. I'm so sorry.
Hang in there.
And we'll talk. And we'll talk about
the. We're gonna talk immediately when you're done with this.
Yeah, you got it. So this thing also.
I'll be downstairs.
What is that?
Looks like I don't know.
Maybe yours is broken. All right, that's it. All right, it's GloucesterCast 378, I believe. Thank you to Safatia and.
Hang in there, everybody.
Karen,
it's gonna be okay.
We're all in this together. Yep. Shadi, thank you for coming. Don't touch my hands.
I'm not touching anything.
I'm dying to eat all this food. Pat Dalpiaz, thank you for helping out with the camera and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this together, people. And it is what it is. Everybody have a great day.